Kathy Barnett slams Dr. Oz on abortion, "I am the byproduct of rape." By Christina Wong on May 5, 2022. Pennsylvania Senate candidate Kathy Barnett slammed current frontrunner Dr. Mehmet Oz during a debate Wednesday night for his changing views on abortion, while she revealed she is a byproduct of rape and opposes abortion. Barnett said, "I'm so very grateful that our nation is now having a very important conversation. I am the byproduct of a rape. My mother was 11 years old when I was conceived, my father was 21. I was not just a lump of cells, as you can see I'm still not just a lump of cells, my life has value. And that was one of the reasons why it was very disturbing when I saw Mehmet Oz running for this particular race. When I've seen him on numerous occasions and specifically at the Breakfast Club, saying that my life was nothing more than an acorn with electrical currents. I am wondering if the good doctor has now since changed his position on that. My life is valuable and so are the many lives that find themselves in the womb of their mother, whether in the womb or towards the end of that life," she added. Oz, the Donald Trump-endorsed candidate, responded that his mother-in-law is a pro-life ordained minister and she certainly understands that he is pro-life. "I was a heart surgeon, I operated on small children, a few days old, and witnessed the majesty of their hearts pounding blood even though it's ill. I would never think of harming that child, or even 9 months earlier, because life starts at conception," he responded. However, Oz in 2019 voiced support for abortion in an interview with The Breakfast Club, where he argued that life did not necessarily start at conception, saying that at 6 weeks, the heart's not beating. He said he would not want his children to have abortions, but that "I don't want to interfere with everyone else's stuff." The Republican primary election is May 17. A recent Monmouth University poll showed Oz leading at 22%, with former hedge fund manager David McCormick second at 19%, and Barnett third at 18%. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.